What's up, y'all? Peck here from CHGO Bulls. Our friends at Sunnyside Cannabis Dispensary are here to elevate your summer. Sunnyside is your home for judgment-free cannabis shopping. They've got a crazy selection with over 100 different strains to choose from with easy online ordering and in-store pickup. Stop in the store nearest you throughout Illinois for expert guidance from their staff. Head to sunnyside.shop and use code HICHGO at checkout for 35% off your favorite brands like Cresco, Good News, and Floracal to elevate your first purchase. Sunnyside Cannabis Dispensary, bright buys every day, only for 21 and over or Illinois med card holders.
It's done.
Connor McDavid, it's not real.
The goal of the year,
Panarin!
Part of the past, the celebrations forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights.
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Into a Friday edition of the CHGO Bears podcast. I'm your handy dandy podcast host, Mark Carman, coming to you live from my new quarantine jail cell after seeing the doctor today, but feeling great and feeling ready for a Friday afternoon of Let's Talk Nails and Caleb Williams, this wild and crazy Bears quarterback to be alongside my handy dandy Friday co-host, Nicholas Moriano. How are you, Nick?
I'm doing well, Mark. I'm glad to hear that you are doing or feeling better. I know you're in your quarantine, but glad to hear that you're doing better. That's always great news.
Well, I'm doing average. I feel fine for the record. I just have this weird coughing situation. So if it pops up on the show today, I want to apologize in advance. We did tweet out the show, and I put out a tweet about an hour ago that we're talking Caleb. And we've already got my guy, McLovin, or whatever that was, as I put my glass on to read. We had Dennis Rodman in this town. We're going to be fine with Caleb Williams. So I just think this is so fun, honestly. McLovin 01. Dennis Rodman survived this city. Caleb should be fine. Great. And Greg Braggs retweeted the video. He had 1,000 likes on it. And I'm looking at the comments, and most people are supporting Caleb. If people missed it, he went like this: my nails are clear. They, you know, because he used to paint his nails, now they're clear. And then he had some comment about lips and pink, and just it was a little clapback at the Twitter social media world. Nick, this dude, newsflash, is different. He is different. He's not going to be straight down the middle. And you know what that is for Bears fans? Awesome. It's interesting. It makes it more fun. I'm excited about it. I hope you are too. And if you're not and you don't want to get on board, you want to clap back, go right ahead. You know why? Because I don't think Caleb Williams cares. And like maybe deep down he does, but certainly the front that he's going to push on you is that he doesn't. And we saw it. I'm coming out here a little hot on the show, but we saw it at the combine. First guy comes in there, starts screaming at him, and he's like, "Yeah, no, I completely care about playing football, and I'm not bothered at all." I think as the days go on here, as we get closer to the draft on April 25th and our draft party and all the things, I'm getting more and more excited about this guy, Nick. I don't know where you're at.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people are going to feel that way about Caleb Williams, but for him to, one, he puts himself out there, and he doesn't really care what the opinions or what people have to say about him, how he kind of approaches his daily activities. Like, that's who Caleb Williams is, and I think for the most part, you have seen a lot of support. Like, okay, that's what you want to do, Caleb? Do you. But we've also seen, I think, you know, maybe a handful of people also criticizing, like, oh yeah, this is the guy that, you know, one, cannot work in a locker room. He, you know, it's a masculine game. How's that going to be perceived in, you know, the world of football? Well, look, I don't think Caleb Williams gives a shit, to be completely honest, of how he is perceived or how, you know, the people on social media think that, you know, he is going to be just, I think, looked at by his future teammates in the NFL. I really don't think he cares. And if anything, we're seeing some of the true sides of some of the other people on social media and how they feel. But if Caleb Williams starts and goes winning football games, I'm sure those same people are going to shut the hell up and be like, oh yeah, Caleb Williams is out there balling, being the Packers, doing this. Like, you're being hypocritical here. Like, let's don't bash the guy for who he is. That's who Caleb Williams is. You're going to have to deal with it.
Yeah. Or not. You can clap back. Hey look, just a reminder as we try to on this Caleb Williams Friday, maybe today's the day to do it because let's support Caleb and the show by becoming a subscriber, which all you got to do is click that subscribe button, turn your notifications on. CHGO Bears Monday through Friday at noon, pre and post game, any news breaking, we're there for you. We're 50 away from 53K. Can we get to 53K today? I'd like to think we could. Let's do it on a Friday. Let's end the week right. If you've been enjoying the show, hit that subscribe button. And by the way, feel free to hit the like button too as we're watching right now. It helps us greatly. We appreciate it. Thank you. We'll get to our new diehards coming up. But here, let me expand on some of what you just said there. Because listen, he doesn't care what at I'm on Twitter and this is what I love to do with my life guy says. But he does care, I think, deeply about how he's perceived in the locker room. And at the dinner with the Bears, Matt Eberflus, which I'd like to get into the Flus for a second here at some point in the show. Feel free to remind me if I forget. But Matt Eberflus, underline, he was so great with his teammates. Ryan Poles. I'm having a hard time finding someone who doesn't like him or love him. So he is paying attention to being a good teammate. He's also paying attention to being himself. His mom owns a nail salon. I get my nails done. I'm different. I am not your cookie cutter guy. And I think everyone has seen Kyle Brandt's rant. Good morning, football. It was phenomenal. And I'm seeing a lot of Rodman comments in here. I get the Rodman thing. That's cool. We supported Rodman, but this is different. Robin wasn't the face of the franchise. He wasn't leader on the team. MJ was. Thank you very much. Water the shot thing. Little Jordan shout out on a Friday because I was feeling good. So we're look. You can't be the completely weird out there, only care about yourself guy, and be a leader. I'd say actually that was one of the problems with Jay Cutler had. Like he's just Jay. He's just gonna be Jay. And yeah, I think Caleb's going to be Caleb, but I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to act like I know the guy, you know, backwards and forwards at this point, because clearly I don't. But everything you read about his leadership is that it matters to him. So, yeah. And then you think about the Bears locker room, right? Do you think guys who are in that locker room right now are going to appreciate a dude who is willing to be himself, who's not going to necessarily care what social media thinks of him at times if people disagree? Do you think that a guy like Jalen Johnson, who just re-upped with the Bears on a four-year deal and is going about his life in his own way, do you think he'll appreciate someone like Caleb Williams? Do we think that DJ Moore, quiet guy who's doing his thing in his own way, do you think that he's going to appreciate Caleb? I think there'll probably be some guys in that locker room that are going to look sideways at him. But I think on the whole – and I think he'd earn those guys respect, by the way, over time. Mm-hmm. You know, those guys maybe with the side eye coming in. But I think on the whole, even stepping into a locker room where Justin Fields is as popular as he is, I think this guy is going to resonate well, would be my guess as to how this is going to go.
I think so too, Mark. And, you know, the two guys that you mentioned, they have different personalities. Like DJ Moore is quiet, but he's also goofy. He's a kind of a goofy guy, and people kind of embrace that personality that he has. Jalen Johnson, he's really big into fashion. Have you seen some of the outfits he wears to games? Like, they are different. It's like, I know I could never pull that off, and I don't think I'd want to, but that's Jalen Johnson. We never question how he is on the football field, one of the top corners in the NFL. Like, and I think, too, social media allows everybody, including the athletes, to kind of express themselves more than, you know, guys in the Jordan days were even allowed to be able to be seen. Because now you're seeing it consistently everywhere on any platform. So you don't even necessarily know how extravagant or how different some of these guys are. But since it's on social media, it's like, yes, we could see everybody's lives every single day of every waking moment, but that's okay. Again, there are different people. Athletes are just different. Like, they dress differently. They express themselves in different ways. Do you see how the guys in the NBA dress when they go to games? Like, you see the outfits that James Harden's wearing, and guys are, they're just expressing themselves the way that they want to. There's nothing wrong with that. So again, when people have these issues with it, it's like, that's your own personal problem. And you need to get yourself kind of looked at in terms of why that bothers you so much when someone else is just expressing themselves how they want to express themselves.
It is always a good recommendation to do your growth work in this world. You're right, Pizzitola, by the way. Carm knows what it's like to be looked at sideways. I do, Pizzitola. But hey, listen, Pizzitola, let's be real for a second here. I don't have the balls to do what Caleb's doing in my life. I've never been that eccentric. I'll do some fun things. I'll sing on the show. I'll not necessarily be right down the middle like everybody else out there. Sure. But obviously I haven't, I don't have 1% of the platform that this guy's going to have. And think about the dude that is coming in here with the confidence that he has to be himself. And I'm seeing a lot of Jim McMahon in the comments. And that is way more on point, in my opinion, to what we're getting versus, say, Dennis Rodman. Jim McMahon was a phenomenal leader. He took those guys, that offensive line, for those who weren't alive in that era, I'm sure that's most of you. I was, young Carm. He was taking his offensive line out every week. Those guys would go out. I'm sure they were having plenty of cocktails, a lot of cockies. And, and they'd score a touchdown. He'd be headbutting every single one of them. I don't know if he regrets that this day because he's dealt with a lot of issues there. But, I mean, the guy was a phenomenal teammate. Now, here's the difference, though, which gets me more excited about Caleb, or the part about Caleb. Caleb's a worker, man. Caleb, 11, 12, 13 years old. His dad started the working out at 5 in the morning. He set his goals to be the greatest quarterback of all time, and he's been living that to try to get here. There's some Mamba Kobe mentality going on there. Mm-hmm. Jim McMahon, off the field, partied. He did not take care of his body. He was not somebody that was going to get the absolute most out of his ability that way. Now, he was able to hang in the league forever as a backup, but his body fell apart. And look, football is a dangerous game. Now it was a more dangerous game back then, and maybe there was nothing he can do. But Caleb, look at the dude. He's ripped. The shoulders are broad. The biceps are large. He's not, 6'4", but his frame, it looks like he's done everything he possibly can to max it out. So combine that. Works his ass off on the field to be the best he can possibly be. Has a ton of confidence in himself, willing to be himself. Understands the leadership part of the game. That's underlined. And then everybody can see the arm talent. I don't know how you don't get excited about the dude. I mean, these are some really good things coming together here about the, future quarterback of the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, like all those things you mentioned, Mark, and when you think about just some of the things that will happen on the field where, Caleb Williams and the Bears are going to have to face adversity, don't you want a guy that, regardless of what he does, how he portrays himself, what he wears, like it doesn't faze him. This part doesn't faze him, where maybe other people would be too insecure to even go out and put themselves in that position in the first place. I know playing on the football field and doing that, kind of presenting yourself off the football field, two different things, but there's a sense of confidence that you need to have that regardless when there is backlash, there is some pushback, adversity, that you just have the right the mental stability to handle those things. And from everything that we have seen from Caleb Williams since, he's been, played his last game at USC to all this pre-draft process, all the rumors, he's handled everything. And he's done it so, glowingly. And everything that we've heard from his teammates is positive. Everything that we've seen from him personally at the combine, at the pro day, like he just handles things well. So if anything, I don't know, for the Bears fans that are still a little skeptical about Caleb Williams and whether or not he can handle these things, just think about it in that way. And I think that kind of gives you your answer right there.
Let's go back to that last super chat, Steven, the $4.99 from our guy, what was it, Atlas 52, my guy, $4.99. Shit, if he takes it to the big game, I'll paint my nails too. Big effing deal. Bear the F down. BFD, BFD, getting double meaning here. Look, yeah. And for the record, and I'm not going to out anybody, but I sent a text yesterday, and I don't even think Nick was on this text. So it was, I said, I offer like, hey, let's get the nail tech in studio. Let's get the nails painted during the show. Somebody on the show was like, I'm good. So shot it down. So I might have to do this on my own. Carm, Manny Petty video to be dropped at some point here. Listen, I gotta see more. I gotta see him in a Bears uniform. I gotta see training camp. I gotta see the preseason. I gotta see the season. But I just don't see any reason not to be super excited about what's happening here. And let me give you one other thing. Just a reminder: the Bears loved Justin, man. They didn't want to move off of Justin, and they knew damn well that they did not support Justin well. And now they also knew that they did a better job this past year to give him a chance at success. This is not something they wanted to do. Ryan Poles' son had his jersey hanging up in his room. They think about how much they had to really like Caleb to do this. So I mean, I think you can sort of pack that into your equation of just feeling comfortable that the Bears are doing the right thing here, not trading out, not getting all the value, trying to hit a home run, and trying to do something that hasn't been done since 1985. And let me throw one more thing about 85, just reminding it, and I know people get exhausted about 85, but it applies to Caleb and his eccentricities. That team did the Super Bowl shuffle, okay? It wasn't popular. There were guys on the team, Hall of Famers, Dan Hampton, who didn't participate because they thought it was wrong. It was too cocky. They did it early in the season. They were way too puffy-chested, some people thought, in that locker room. But then you had dudes who did things absolutely the right way. It wasn't just Jim McMahon in that video. It was Walter Payton. It was Mike Singletary. These are straight down the middle. Work as hard as you can off the field. Walter's run. Climb the hill. Get everything out of your ability. Mike Singletary, who looks like he could be an accountant as well as, you know, your starting middle linebacker. Those guys did it. So it was a locker room that sort of got galvanized around being a little bit more outspoken. And maybe perhaps that could be a vision for the Chicago Bears of Caleb Williams going forward here as the talent continues to build and they start to realize hopefully at some point what they're capable of.
Yeah, look, different is – there's nothing wrong with being different, and that team was different. And you saw, like, how all those different personalities, some more extreme than others, they're the last team to win a Super Bowl for the Bears. So maybe the Bears just need a little bit different. And, again, that's what Kyle Brandt was also saying too. And I'm sure everyone's seen that video by now, but different can be good. And Caleb Williams definitely falls in the different category.
Yeah, we'll get into some Bears win totals there in a second, but it's Friday, so you should be getting after some Miller Lite. I mean, if it's Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, you know, drink responsibly, get it going. We are so fired up for the draft here. We're going to hit some draft talk actually coming up here as well. I'm thinking a whole lot about 9, but I'm also thinking about Ryan Poles getting hot in the later of our 4 picks as well. What are we going to do with our picks? That is anyone's guess at this point, but we've seen some wild selections over the years. Hopefully we'll see some good ones this year. But the one selection that every football fan can share is your ice cold Miller Lite. Miller Lite knows the beer lovers want their light beers to taste like beer. That's why they brew a light beer that's light on calories, not on taste. Till kickoff comes around again, enjoy the beer that tastes like the season. Miller Lite, great taste, 96 calories. Get Miller Lite delivered to your door. Visit MillerLite.com/CHGOFootball. Great way to support the show. Or you could pick up some Miller Lite pretty much anywhere they sell beer. It's Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
I know I'll be having some Miller Lights during the Iowa women's basketball game tomorrow, but that's for tomorrow. Right now, I have to tell you about True Fan Travel. It's your passport to the world of sports. Over 8,000 fans have traveled over 145 trips. Don't just watch the game. You have to live it. Travel to the most sought-after games worldwide, from football to baseball, basketball, soccer, and more. They have custom travel packages that include tickets, 4 to 5-star accommodations, and unique local experiences, making it an unforgettable sports getaway. Also, you get exclusive meet and greets with former players, shake hands, snap photos, and share moments with legendary former players of your favorite sports. There's also hassle-free travel planning by travel experts who make sure every detail is covered from game day to those excursions. And you can explore the wide selection of destinations featuring iconic sports cities and hidden gems where the spirit of the game comes alive. True Fan Travel is your trusted travel partner for professional sports events around the world. And there's a huge event coming up here shortly, you guys. And I cannot wait until we can, you know, share the full details about what we have planned with True Fan Travel. So keep your eyes open. Check out True Fan Travel, where you don't just watch the game, you live it.
Shout out to all our new friends and the people at the ballpark pub yesterday, 514 West Pershing, letting the Bear Show kind of, I don't know, barge in and lead you into White Sox yesterday. And some people who came out, my man Alejandro, who was awesome to talk to. It was a great crowd out there yesterday. It was a great time, even though Greg Braggs left the show and never came back. That's okay. You know, these things happen. And by the way, Nick is just shouting people out tonight. I'm going to the Chicago Wolves game tonight. So
I was asking Stephanie, my girlfriend, do you want to go to the Chicago Wolves game? She's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know who the Wolves, like, no, it's a fun time. We should go. I was literally thinking about that. They're playing, God, I can't remember who exactly they're playing, but they're going.
It's $3 beer night, whatnot. I'm bringing the whole crew out there this evening, and so I call over there today because I've got some friends in high places, and I asked to talk to my guy Chris Cook, and or just get his email because I wanted to just let him know that the old Karma was going to be in there and wanted to shout out the Wolves, all the things. The dude who answered the phone writes it to me on Twitter. It's like, Karma, I think you just called the Wolves, and so. So honestly, made my day to have the and loves the show. So
that's awesome.
Shout out to SKUCTH28 on Twitter. Let Sam is my new guy, who apparently is a big fan of the CHGO Bears podcast. Thank you very much. All right, let's talk win totals, Nick. 8.5 is where Vegas is setting it for the Bears right now, and you've done some Nicholas Moriano terrible gambler dives and figuring out what's going on here, because I know I know you've been on bad runs before, but maybe you're hot now. But what have you learned, Nick, about where how people are betting and gambling and looking at the Bears season from your deep dive today that we were talking about?
Well, I think just there is optimism that the Bears are not only can potentially exceed that 8.5 win total, but if you go even a little further, like, you look at their potential to make the playoffs, like they're at plus money to say no, they won't make the playoffs. So I think how the sports gambling world is looking at the Bears in 2024 is that this is a team that should, I think, go over that win total 8.5. They had 7 last season with, you know, a better roster, but still, I think the quarterback is a difference maker. And look, Mark, okay, when we look at the opponents, they're going to play a last place schedule. Like, the Tennessee Titans, Carolina Panthers, New England Patriots, all being at home at Soldier Field against Caleb Williams. Like, those are 3 games where, hey, you can definitely see the Bears being on the winning side of things. And you also face teams like the Washington Commanders on the road, who will also have a rookie quarterback. And then you have, obviously, the NFC North will be a competitive division. But, you know, I'm looking at 8.5 wins, and if I'm betting right now, doing that, I'm taking the over. And, you know, it wasn't like that last season, but I would take the over on the 8.5 wins. And I feel like a lot of people in the chat are also feeling that way as well. How are you feeling about it?
So, I mean, I'm on the over too. I'm going to be extremely disappointed if the Bears don't come in this year and win games and be a playoff team. But it, you know, I also, if I'm going to go into my scared calm vibe, you know, when everybody is going one way, the public tends to be wrong, as we're seeing in the chat here. People are like, I'm putting up now, even multiple people already said they're putting $1,000 on the over, and they're loving it. But it does 8.5, even with, you know what, let's be honest here, Bears fans, a talented Green Bay team, a talented Lions team, a fading Minnesota team, but you got two solid squads in the North that you're going to have to see a bunch and get over the top on. I mean, it's been a minute here, right? Green Bay, thank you very much. It's, and I don't think Jordan Love is going to get worse next year. Let's be real about this. It's not going to be easy to take them out. But although the run game does look a little bit diminished right now. But at any rate, I'm not a huge fan of Josh Jacobs coming in there. But at any rate, my point is this. It screams over to me. And sometimes maybe things are how they seem. Or just and the NFL and the gambling market might be a little bit slow on the Bears.
And you know what, Mark, real quickly, yeah. Like when everyone's maybe taking the over, and I get it, I'm in that boat as well. You know, I think it's just natural to think, okay, what needs to happen for that result to not transpire in 2024? And the one thing that I go back to when I think about this offense that has all these playmakers, you do have a very talented rookie quarterback that's going to be coming into an offense that does have a lot of skilled players, is like, then I do go back to Shane Waldron. Like, obviously him being able to facilitate this offense, get everybody to maximize their potential and just get Caleb Williams comfortable. I wonder how long that's going to take. Does that take almost, you know, I don't want to say like halfway through the season, but how long does that take for that offense, Caleb Williams, to truly feel like he, you know, can throw without even kind of acknowledging Keenan Allen, knowing that he's going to be at a spot? Like, we know the talent's there, what we saw at USC, but timing, it just takes time to get that continuity down with all these new weapons that he's going to be having. Yes, you'll have training camp and mini camps and preseason. You get the extra time with the Hall of Fame game, but how long does this all take for the offense to, quite frankly, probably catch up to the defense? Because the defense is just bringing in more talent. They should be, I would expect them week one to be a lot better than what they showed week one against the Packers, where they got humiliated at Soldier Field. So I think that's the biggest thing for me. If it doesn't get to the 8.5 wins, it's because the offense took too much time to become the product that we're probably going to see at the end of the season. But it really would be a disastrous scenario too. Like, someone gets injured, but I really do see that the Bears can get over that 8.5 win total.
So, right, we can't predict injuries. You can't make your bets that way. And Marky Mark, by the way, thank you for the chat here in a city of almost 9 million. These guys are at 53K subs. Come on, Chicago. Hey, I hope we're clicking up here. Hit that subscribe button. Let's cross 53 today. Look, you have – let's talk about guys that were not on the team last year that are going to be here. And even for the even diehard Justin fans, do we think we're going to get an upgraded quarterback? We better. If we don't, it's a disaster. And no Bears fans will be sleeping well. It'll be sickening. So let's lean into the positive that Caleb is going to be an upgraded QB. Is Gerald Everett an upgraded tight end from Robert Tonyan and Mercedes Lewis and whoever else got a cup of coffee in there this year? The answer is a without a doubt resounding yes. Thank you for the thumbs up. Wow, big time behind the scenes action going on here, Stephen, with the new emojis. All right, let me give another thumbs up. Is Keenan Allen an upgrade without like a significant upgrade over who the Bears' number two wide receiver was last year? The answer to that is another resounding yes. Of course it is. Now, is the offensive line going to be better? Is Ryan Bates who's the other guy, Colin Johnson or whoever it is?
Coleman Shelton.
Right, him. Colin Johnson, Coleman Shelton, same thing. Is that an upgrade over Lucas Patrick and Cody Whitehair? Yes, it is. And do we still have the draft and the number 9 overall pick to add on as well? Yes, we do. So it's either going to be a premium guy at 9 or they're going to trade down and add in two more players, hopefully. So is that going to be an upgrade? Yes, it will be. Is Tyler Scott going to be better next year? Yes, he will. Will Bayless Jones be on the team next year? No, he won't. Maybe he will. If he is, he's gotten a whole lot better. Is Montez Sweat going to be here for the whole season? Yes, he will. Is Kevin Byard going to be more consistent on the back end than Eddie Jackson? As much as I like Eddie, I think the answer to that is a resounding yes. So let's look at the corners.
Tyrique Stevenson had a slow start where he was getting a lot of pass interference penalties, playing better at the end of the season.
Right. And should we be healthier at that position logically than we were last year? I think the answer to that should be a resounding yes. So How high is up? I don't know. But I got to tell you, I'm feeling pretty. If you go back to last year, too, should the Bears have been a 7-10 team? Not really. They should have at least won 8, maybe 9, even 10. That, and so we are, and I said this, I don't know, last year at this time, a year and a half ago at this time, the Bears are in the best position that they have been in forever, because they had a clean slate and the opportunity to build, and it had a direction and a new GM and a new president, and it just felt so much better. And they haven't been perfect, but they've been hitting. They've been hitting huge. The trade that's netting them Caleb is legendary for Paul. So I don't know. I know you're not going to talk me down off any of this, Nick, but it's just like when you sort of take a step back and think about where they're at, it's got to be super exciting for everybody in that building knowing where they're at, which is why, by the way, Poles is clapping back at people saying that these are the old Bears. Like, yeah, dude, you're not paying attention to what's going on here.
Exactly. I mean, you look at big picture and just the upgrades that this team has had just from last season. Like, you just named them all, Mark. So why shouldn't this team be better? Like, again, you have to, I think you have to really look outside the box or really try not make up excuses, but this is a team that is talented. This is a team that's going to have a very talented quarterback. They should be a better football team. And if they're fighting for a playoff spot, like, it would not surprise me. And I know it's super early to say with a rookie quarterback, but they have a talented football team. That's what happens. They become competitive, and then it's hard to find reasons why they shouldn't be, you know, the following season. So it should be an exciting time for Bears fans.
I'm sorry. I was looking for something and I put myself on mute because I had to have a cough attack. And so I lost it. That's you just get for those watching on YouTube, you got a good facial calm. Sorry to the audio world. But I had to figure it out.
You're missing out. The audio world is definitely missing out.
I'm back and I'm here and I'm in love with my friends at Chevy and my guy, Ray Scarpelli, and everybody who hooked me up with my beautiful Chevy Trax. The best offers of the year during the March Radness sales event. Way to go, Illinois. Good luck to your boilers today, brags. Make your way to Ray Chevy on Route 12 in Fox Lake to join in on the savings. One of the top-selling Chevy dealers in the Midwest. You'll also be able to shop one of Chicagoland's largest Chevy inventories. Perfect tailgate vehicles await if you want to go that right. Ray Chevy during Trunk Month. They're offering 0% financing for 72 months on the new Silverados. There's over 100 available there. There are 125 vehicles under 20K. For those of you looking for value and not spending a ton on your car, which is always a fair choice too. Everyone loves the word free. I know I do. And you get that this month at Ray in Fox Lake, the free oil change. All you need to do is mention CHGO when scheduling your oil change. Start off the new year right. Schedule it by April 1st. Visit Ray Chevrolet in Fox Lake or RayChevrolet.com. They've been serving the community beautifully. I threw that in for extra effect. Since 1963, find new roads.
Go check out Ray Chevy. And then you got to check out Prize Picks, everyone. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. They have the easiest and most exciting ways to play those daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks. You pick more than or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and just watch the winnings roll in. And look, football season, it may be over, but the action on the floor, it really is just starting to heat up, whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court. There's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of the year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. And you know, the conference tournaments are here clearly, which means the biggest moments in college basketball are getting closer. Be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both men's and women's college basketball. Look, Prize Picks, I told you guys last time about a prop I took. I'm taking Caitlin Clark more than 32.5 points against Colorado, Juju Watkins from USC more than 27.5 points against Baylor, and Paige Buechers more than 27.5 points against Duke. Look, I literally have it right here on my Prize Pick app, so you could say that I did it. So then once you guys do it, we can all roll in and win that cash. But first, you got to go to prizepicks.com/CHGO and use the code CHGO for a first deposit matchup to $100. That's prizepicks.com/CHGO. And again, use that code CHGO. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
So shout out, as we're going to get into some draft talk here, one of Nick's favorite guys, but shout out to our guy, Duke Blue Devil, Jared McCain, who, and I'll just, this is coming from TMZ, but you'll understand why I'm talking about in a second here. He's offering up his apologies to anyone up in arms over a little bit of nail polish, saying painting his fingertips is a form of self-care for him, and he's going to keep being himself. Dudes wearing nail polish has always been a pearl-clutching controversy, despite big celebs like Harry Styles, Machine Gun Kelly, and Heisman winner Caleb Williams. So this guy is a freshman guard. He had 30 points against James Madison on Sunday, and he's got the flashy nails on the court. His fashion choice even landed him, da-da-da-da-da. But it's his quote, just do some self-care time. I think everybody should do some self-care for themselves. To me, it's nail painting. Sorry if it offends any of you guys. Self-care is good. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's doing some meditation, if it's taking a walk, if it's just sitting there for if it's calling out and talking to a friend, getting some connection in your world. Psychologist Carm is here for just a second. Therapist Carm, Coach Carm, get yourself. If you ain't feeling great, get yourself expressed in some way, shape, or form. So this is a dude's doing it with the nail. I'm a big fan of little peace and tranquility, and also getting myself expressed. These are good times. Thank you for listening to CHGO Bears and Carm's public service announcement. However, anybody's taking care of their mental health in this world, respect out to you. All right, Nick, I know the Bears have a bunch of needs here and only four picks in the draft, but we are creeping closer to April 25th and our draft party. Come on out to Joe's on Weed Street, April the 25th, Thursday, 7 to 10, Friday, back-to-back nights, 6 to 10. We'll have Gary Fensick there signing autographs on Friday night. We're presented by Circa Sports Illinois, Casa Azul, Joe's Bar. It's going to be amazing. And yeah, Fensick will be there from 7 to 9, meet and greet with Gary on Friday night. The Collector's Cave is a huge, huge reason why that is happening. So shout out to our friends at the Collector's Cave. It's been a great supporter for the show. Would love to see you out there. I know tickets have been moving fast from Thursday. We got some more available Friday. But we are creeping closer here, under a month to go. Nick, we're looking at a guy who can get to the quarterback today that you're super excited about.
Yeah, and I wanted to just highlight some players, that are one also in that Bears 100 that we have here, and some guys that maybe don't know as much about, but the player that I'm highlighting today is Jared Verse, the Florida State defensive lineman, the edge player, and you know the Bears can probably use another edge player in this draft. When you look at his 2023 season, he had 41 total tackles, 9 sacks, 1 forced fumble, 1 fumble recovery, 2 passes defended. This is 6'4", 260. Pound player, more of the guy that you're going to want to see Matt Eberflus want on the edge. And I'm just going to read you verbatim what I wrote on my evaluation him that you can get if you become a diehard in the CHGO Bears 100 board database. Verse wins with power and does so consistently with the pop he generates on his pass rush. His ability to convert speed to power is impressive. Verse also has a quick get off and a motor that should mesh with what the Bears are looking for their defensive lineman. If you want to see what he's capable of, he completely took over the Florida game in 2023. He does have a tendency to work upfield, allowing for runs to happen towards his side. He only rushed against the offense's left side in that Florida game, so would like to see more versatility, although he did line up against the left guard at times. So this was a game where I was just really impressed with power, speed, quickness. And again, he was mostly rushing on one side of the field, but you just see the talent that he has and why he's arguably, one of the top three defensive players in this draft. And you just want to get a guy opposite of Montez Sweat there, Mark. And I think if you were to have a young guy like Jared Verse with a veteran, a guy that's consistently gotten to the pass rusher like Montez Sweat, that would be a nice pairing to move forward with. And, it's a guy that I think could also add a little bit more of a repertoire in terms of his moves. He did use a spin move a couple of times in that Florida game, but as he kind of continues to, I think, just get NFL coaching, that will come with him, because I think it's a natural kind of look. It's just natural to him. So Jared Verse, Florida State, a guy 6'4", 260, has a sack production in college, but I think there's a lot more to his game. And, in a Bears defense that emphasizes hustle, Jared Verse will fit that I think, perfectly as he kind of learns what Eberflus is all about.
This is also a guy who redshirted when he came into college, made the switch from tight end to defensive end. He added 40 pounds of muscle during the pandemic. He started out his college career with Albany, ends up playing his last 2 years with the Seminoles. First team all ACC, led the team in tackles for loss as in his fourth year of college, let's call it his junior year. And this last year led the team with 9 sacks. Just a little bit, and what how they're writing it, the scouts are writing it, in addition to Nick. Talented edge defender with the field demeanor, athleticism, and skill set to rack up statistics in key categories fairly early in his NFL career. As we try to win this year, that's a good thing. Versus dominated at Albany, then showed an ability to do the same at Florida State, so he went up a major level in competition. He's twitchy and compact with explosiveness, featured at the point of attack in his upfield burst as a pass rusher. He's great with his hands and does a nice job of diagnosing plays quickly, staying out of the clinches of offensive linemen, looking to snatch him up. Versatility to threaten the edge only bolsters his hellish speed to power bull rushing ability to run tackles deep into the pocket. He can play up or down and should be in consideration for all defensive schemes looking at a safe, high impact edge. I hear you saying, So you agree. Is Nick frozen or am I frozen? Who's frozen?
Nick is frozen.
Nick is frozen. Yeah. I am the one here. That's amazing. All right. So, hi, Steven. How are you, buddy?
It looks like he might be back here.
Okay. Nick, I heard a bunch of ahems before you froze. I don't know how much you heard. I don't know what you heard of what I did.
I heard all the breakdown there, and then I saw, internet disconnecting. No. And then it came back. Where did you leave off, Mark?
Well, it just – there was a lot of impact right away in there, and that he can play in multiple schemes. He can play up. He can play down. Versatile guy. And you keep on nodding your head, so feel free just to add on to the excitement of a Jared Verse.
Yeah, so and I think, too, when – I think Ryan Poles said it back in the owners' meetings, they were trying to evaluate players more in the long-term or kind of the short-term impact. He would be short-term where more of the blue chip can – go on the field and immediately make an impact. So if you're looking and considering at 9, like, is this where Jared Verse falls to us and we don't want to move back, we don't have a trade partner, and you're considering to upgrade that defensive end position, that would be in the consideration of why you would take a guy like that at 9. Again, maybe that's even a little high for Jared Verse there, but that's what you need to, I think, evaluate him, because he can make an immediate impact. And I think it helps that you do have someone who's going to garner as much attention like a Montez Sweat, where he's going to have more one-on-ones. And that speed to power, that translates in the NFL. So I think when you just think about his game, like, it's not going to take him a long time to make an impact. And that's what I like a lot about adding a young player like this that will continue to grow and learn more as he just, again, gets NFL coaching. And this makes it, this will be his job now, not to just balance college football, being a student, all this stuff. But like, I like that potential of just being able to immediately make an impact, because of the Bears moves that they've made, getting Keenan Allen, trading that fourth round pick, and, you know, paying Montez Sweat, getting Kevin Byard, things like this. Like, the Bears think they can win. You add a player at 9 that I think helps you make that happen. I think Jared Verse falls into that category.
So, liking everything that I'm hearing, and his highlights are dynamic, but there's a word. But all right, let's have this conversation. The number one goal for the Bears in the draft this season is, I'll answer my own question and then you can think about it. To me, it's making the landing spot as soft and as easy for the quarterback to get him off the ground and make sure the investment that you're making in Caleb is going to be successful. So I do wonder, despite the fact that they need an edge, despite the fact they need a 3-tech, will they over-prioritize even with the 4 picks that they have, or the 3 after Caleb, offense, to make sure this offense sings? Or do they feel like they've already had enough? I think it's pretty clear they need another wide receiver. Is it going to be at 9, or will it be with a trade down, or will it be with one of the later rounds they pick? But they got to get somebody there. And so I do think that at nine, in an ideal world, Poles probably adds on to the offense and tries to make it sort of an offense of riches, would be my guess, is how he's looking at it.
So, Mark, I wonder, too, like, how does Ryan Poles, Ian Cunningham's Bears organization kind of think that maybe they already feel like the landing spot, they feel comfortable with Caleb Williams being plugged in there with the weapons that they have added? And, again, debatable, like, how much the improvement there is on the interior offensive line. Let's say they do feel that way. I think that allows this Bears staff to be more true to how they want to take to approach number nine. Who's the best player available? And it doesn't necessarily have to be offensive guy, depending on how everything lines up on their board. So if the Bears feel like they've made the landing spot as soft as possible, given the addition they made on offense this offseason, then you can continue to do how you've always been evaluating prospects, and not have to quote unquote reach for guys if you don't feel like they're necessarily as high on your board as maybe one of the defensive players or however that may work. So I think ideally it probably would be what you're saying, but I wonder how the Bears already feel about the offense right now as it is. And so when they get to nine, whether they make that selection or not, or trade back or however they approach it, can they just truly go BPA? And if that happens to be a defensive end or whatever it may be, then you can make that selection knowing that you felt good about the upgrades you made at offense, but also feel that you're still adding a really good player with that second first-round pick.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Yeah, I mean, I can argue against myself all day here and what you just said. BPA is the way to live. Best player available for anybody not getting that one. And the Bears are not one player away. Let's be real here. They're not. But arguing for myself at the same time, you got to ensure that Caleb is successful. Yeah. You got to ensure that your offense is real. So I'm not saying you if they view Jared Verse or Dallas Turner or whoever at nine as an impact defender that is up here, way up, and they view Adunze or Neighbors or whatever, Brock Bowers as, you know, a couple of rungs down from there. I guess at that point I would say take the best player available. But if it's close, I think you definitely are going to go offense. And Steve saying in the chat here, the O-line is still a problem. It is.
Yeah.
It's not perfect, but like, are you gonna pick Joe Alt at nine if he's there? I don't think he is gonna be there, but if he is there, are you gonna get a left tackle and moving off of Braxton, which could be upgraded, I think we would all agree, mm-hmm. but isn't like a need? Like, you'd have to think you're getting a Hall of Famer there to do it.
Yeah. I mean, those are the really tough discussions that, you know, Ryan Poles has to be having with everyone else on staff. Like, what is the best approach? And you also got to think of this the long term too. I think this is not just a short term answer to compete right now, but you want whatever player you're picking at nine to be someone that's also developing, you know, with Caleb Williams and this whole Bears team. So there's a lot of different ways that you can approach this, but I always tell people, like, they're in a really good situation. Like, whether they pick at nine or they're trading back, they are getting good players and they're going to get draft capital. And there are going to be good players that they're going to fall to them at that spot. Whatever happens, however Ryan Poles kind of addresses it, that will be like the bigger discussion, but there's going to be really good football players there that also will happen to, you know, fill a position of need on this Bears roster.
Yeah. Some interesting comments being made here, like good left tackles are hard to find. And then Eagle and Lion saying issue with edge in this draft is not very deep.
Yeah.
We passed at nine. We're not going to get a great edge in this draft. We can do this in another show because it's slipped in my mind as to who I was liking, and that's a bad job on old man Carmer. But there are some edges that are expected to go later who are interesting. So I agree with you to a point, But it's more so, I think back to the original here, as far as Nick's take on it, best player available. If you think the tackle is the best player available, you think you're getting the studs, I'll hear you, Ryan Poles, and everybody will say at the time, Ryan Poles knows the offensive line. That's why he took him there. Ryan Poles knew the offensive line. He might have made some, might not have signed Nate Davis. But okay. maybe Nate will have a lot better year. All right. As we wrap up on this Friday, I want to shout out our new diehards who are, we are ever so grateful and appreciate when anybody comes in to give us the love. And hopefully our goal is to give you 10 times the value back with the merch, with our Discord where we get the private conversation that you can hang out in, with our draft party where you get a discount, with our takeovers, everything else. So thank you to our newest diehards, the four of them, our Bears 100 board also that Phil, that Nick is just talking about. And also there's a bunch of behind the scenes stuff going on for Cubs and Sox too, which is super awesome. So at any rate, thank you to Alejandro, who's different from the Alejandro yesterday. My guy, Alejandro DeRose yesterday. This is the different A-Train. This man comes down the street with a purpose. This man has a vision. This man is now a diehard. Thank you, Alejandro. And now the Zen Master, Phil. I mean, come on. Can't get any bigger than that. I think he's got 11 rings. Is it 11? I don't really care about the other five. It's the six with the Bulls. Thank you, Phil, for everything you did. And thank you for being a diehard. And our guy, Kent. What can you say about Kent? Dude just gets on the mound and brings the heat every single time. Kent's a hero. Kent is solid. Kent is our guy. Thank you, Kent. And Chris. I mean, there's so many great Chris's out there, including our leading sales guy, who I just jumped ahead of Jim and Tom and Chris Panko, my guy, just because, I mean, let's be real. He's bringing you the sunny side. I mean, that's a big guy for us. But Chris is a winner. Chris gets along. Chris is a team guy. Chris is somebody you want to be in the foxhole with. Chris will get it done. Chris makes you happy. Four new diehards, baby. Thanks so much.
Appreciate all the diehards and all the support. And you know what? We have some super chats here, Mark. So let's get to our super chats and, you know, close out this Friday edition of CHGO Bears. We have Quinn Maloney, 499. Gentlemen, I think we should embrace this new identity the Bears are going to have with Caleb. He's a new punky QB we've been waiting for. I like it, Quinn. I think so too. He's got that personality. Let's go.
Keep going, Nick. I love you doing diaries before I have this massive cough attack on this Friday.
Yeah, I gotcha. Eric Austin with 499. If Caleb wins, he can dress like RuPaul for all I care, as Bears fans should. We care about this? We should not. Eric, I'm agreeing with you, man. Like, just let Caleb be Caleb. We have Crystal with a 499 super chat. Always appreciate you, Crystal. Hey, guys, I loved the Carm and Nick link up. Just sending love on this Friday. Bear down. Appreciate you, Crystal. You're awesome. Eli Sherman, 499. Nothing scares an insecure man more than a secure man. Appreciate y'all at CHGO. Happy Friday, Eli. You are the man. Appreciate you. Bear Down Omaha, $5 super chat. Can't wait till CW balls out and you start seeing all the old Grabowskis show up to Soldier Field with painted nails, slamming down Miller Lights. Bear down. I can see that happening, Bear Down Omaha. We have Alex Amerling, $2 super chat. His on-the-field performance is all that matters. Yeah, look, I mean, that's what it's going to come down to, right? Whether or not Caleb Williams can win, and that's what people will remember more than anything, I think. Salvador Guerrero with a $5 super chat. I was totally against trading away Justin, starting new when we could have gotten away, could have gotten away more picks. I was totally in my feels. Now I'm excited. I think a lot of people feel that way, Salvador.
I do wonder how many people are on Team Salvador there. That look, yeah. You know, and this might surprise you, but I went back and forth on it too, man. I you know, I had my Justin's a great guy. Justin's supremely talented. The Bears screw Justin. Get a ton for that pick. Set yourself up. You can win with Justin. I had all those thoughts. I had them multiple times going back and forth. But ultimately, I just got to swing big in life. And that's what the Bears are doing. going for the generational talent guy, and hopefully he'll be everything that we want him to be.
Yeah. Fast Boy Productions, $10 super chat. Saludos from your number one Bears fan in South Texas. Appreciate you, Fast Boy Productions. Thank you for the super chat. Steven Weatherford with a $4.99 super chat. I think that Waldron hire was calculated move by polls. If Flus doesn't win, we promote Waldron so Caleb doesn't have to change offense. Yeah, that's another thing that's going to be fascinating to watch, how this all plays out. If Eberflus underperforms, you just don't want to continue that damn cycle that every Bears quarterback goes in, having a new coach, new coaching staff. So we'll see how that plays out. Mark, I'm going to let you take Matt Nuku's $4.99 here.
My guy Nuku, looking strong as always. $4.99, appreciate it, Nuku. You're the best. Completely agree with both of you on what to do at 9. Best player available according to their board. I'd prefer offense to help with Caleb Williams, but again, I trust in Paul's bear down. Well, let's just lean into the Nuku part of the trust in Paul's thing. Is there literally any Bears fan right now that doesn't trust in Paul's? I mean, hey Ryan, just so you know, this will change over time. People will probably start picking at you. But right now, heading into year 3, your approval rating, I don't know, 96%. And you know, as well as we know, and everybody knows, you haven't been perfect. You've had missteps, which is what's going to happen. But yes, Bears fans with the big belief in the GM showing up, sitting in the front row at the Bulls game right in front of me, and I didn't see him. I know he wanted to see me. That's my guy. So, hey, I'm back at 2:30 with the CHGO Sports Podcast with me and Kevin Kiddick. We're going to shout out the Fighting Illini and talk some college buckets and a little bit of opening day and probably a touch of Caleb too, because why not? Nick, I hear you doing something over there.
You know what? I'm not going to get a chance to see you guys, and I ordered something from Nike. You're talking about the Illini. Oh, this is just the coolest freaking shirt. Look at that. That's Caitlin Clark. This was never a long shot. Let's go, Hawkeyes. Let's go, Caitlin Clark. Take down Colorado. Can't wait. Let's go.
Tomorrow afternoon, was it 2:30, something along 2:30. Those lines? 2:30. Yeah. There it is. Hey, thank you. If you want to see the Carm tonight, yours truly, come on out to the Wolves game. I'll be doing a little hockey tonight. Ahoo! Thank you very much. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to 2:30. And looking forward to seeing you back in studio on Monday, Nick.
It's going to be fun, Mark. Can't wait.
Bear the hell down. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for watching the CHGO Bears podcast. If you haven't done already, hit that subscribe button on the way out. Steven Nicholas, thank you for producing. Thanks again to our new diehards. AllCHGO.com. Become a diehard. Good luck, I guess. Not even I guess. Good luck to Greg Braggs today and his Purdue Boilermakers, because I'm just getting, no, probably not. Okay, never mind. I didn't say that. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
We all silly like the mayor.